Unit 1. Brands. Track 6.
Okay, everyone. We'll be getting a report soon from the consultants we've hired, European Marketing. But let's think a bit about the problems we may face entering the European markets. Diana, what do you think?
Well, one thing's for sure. We're going to have to do a lot of advertising to establish our brand, and that's going to be expensive. And we may need to adapt a lot of our luggage for European consumers. That could be very costly, too.
Yes, but we've allowed for that in our budget. Ruth, what difficulties do you think we'll have?
Well, we'll need to get the pricing of our products right. But European consumers aren't as price conscious as we are back home, so pricing may not be too much of a problem. I know for a fact people in Europe will pay high prices for luxury goods if they like the design and it gives them status. So I think we have to develop the Hudson brand as an exclusive made-in-America product. That'll mean high prices and a strong message that our luggage is high quality and great value for money.
That makes sense to me. Tom, what do you think?
I don't agree at all. I just don't think Ruth's right. I think we should go down market, sell at very competitive prices, and aim to achieve high volume sales. To do that, we'll need to look carefully at our manufacturing costs. So it's probably time we stopped manufacturing in the U.S. The costs are just too high.
Thanks, Tom. That's an interesting point of view. I think we all feel that we need to position Hudson right in European markets. Should we go up market or down market? That's an important decision we'll have to make.
Yeah, right.
My feeling, too, is we may need to increase the range of our products and stretch our brand. Put it on other products. The right products, of course. Ones that fit with our brand image. We certainly need some new thinking if we're going to succeed in Europe. And our consultants, European Marketing, will have plenty of advice for us, I've no doubt.